Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate this feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary into heaven, that dogma of the faith which declares that Mary, at the end of her earthly sojourn, was assumed body and soul into the glory of heaven. And the dogma doesn't specifically mention whether Our Lady had died first or whether she was directly assumed into heaven, but it does seem to be the tradition that is growing stronger, mentioned by St. John Paul II, that Our Lady did in fact die to conform herself to her Son. But in any case, we do know that with certainty that she was assumed body and soul into heaven. And we see how fitting it is, how just it makes sense that Our Lady be assumed into heaven. For one, she was conceived without original sin. She was sinless and full of grace since the very moment of her existence. And if God has granted the favor of incorruptibility to certain saints who were conceived in sin and also who committed actual sins during their life, if they received the gift of incorruptibility after their death to be assigned to the world of the future resurrection to come, would it make sense that Our Lady, who was conceived without sin and who never committed, not only did not commit any sins, but even the slightest imperfection, nothing of that was found in her, would it make sense that her body would be left to the corruption of the tomb? Would it make sense that she would even receive the same gift as the other saints who were sinners and have simply an incorrupt body in the tomb? No, it makes all the sense in the world that she would receive much more, that she would receive the fullness of the gift and graces of redemption, namely, assumption of her body and soul into heaven. We think also how fitting it is that she who is the Virgin Mother of God be assumed body and soul into heaven. Okay, her body became the living temple of God, the Son of God incarnate, living in her womb. Now, does it make sense that this body that God deigned to be worthy, to be his living temple and shrine, that it be left to the corruption of the grave? No, it doesn't make sense. But it makes complete sense that it receive all of the glory and honor that God can possibly bestow on her by assuming her body and soul into heaven. We look again later on, the faithful associate of Jesus Christ in the work of redemption, the co-redemptrix, conqueror of Satan, sin, and death, along with her Son. Doesn't it make total sense that she who conquered with her Son should share fully in his victory? That she who triumphed in a unique way, in a way that none of us can, the singular cooperation of Our Lady in the work of redemption, that she should also share singularly in the glory of victory by being assumed body and soul into heaven. Now we too are striving to cooperate and to share in the victory. But Our Lady did so singularly and does so, sharing in the triumph, also in a singular way. So all of this just makes complete sense in God's providence, in his plan for redemption, in the role that he has reserved to his co-redemptrix mother. And so we glory today and we honor Our Lady for her triumph, for her sinlessness, for her role in the work of redemption. And we ask Our Lady today to bestow all of the graces that we need in this life, to also come to share in her victory. And we should also pray especially for the souls in purgatory. I think it was revealed to Saint Bridget that Our Lady, on this feast day of her Assumption, is especially generous in releasing souls from purgatory and bringing them up into heaven. And so we pray for all of our deceased, we entrust them to Our Lady, and we ask for her blessings. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Et Jesus.